right, welcome back. Guys, I want to start a new segment, not really related to anything that we've done before. I was trying to think of ideas for the podcast, and I don't know how this popped into my head, but we're going to do it anyway. And this is a segment that I'm going to call Impressions.
Okay.
To repeat something that I said in episode 3, this is going to be a rich vein with which we can mine content from. And this is also something that the listeners can do at home and hopefully call in with their impressions. And this is going to be similar to the Versus segment where we're going to have a topic every time we do it. So the first topic is talk like a British person.
Josh will win. I'm so bad.
Well, that's the point of this segment, is that I'm pretty sure that one or all of us is going to be really awful at whatever it is and do something embarrassing.
Okay.
That sounds
and I'm hoping that every time we do this, Melanie, it's going to be you.
I'm pretty sure it will be. I do have a decent Russian accent, although nobody believes me.
Well, okay.
That's how you know it's good.
I was trying to think of, like, example phrases that you could say, and all I could think of was, like, things that are not British. Like, top of the morning to ya, and throw another shrimp on the Barbie. But if you could do, like, an Australian person doing a British accent, that would be fine. Also, I had originally written this, I had misspelled person as Persian, so it was do an impression of a British Persian.
That does sound like a challenge.
Okay, so who wants to go first? And if you need an idea, I do have a list of phrases that you could say.
And are they all non-British phrases?
They're all British phrases. I was able to come up with several that I'm pretty sure are all British.
Are you doing this too, Kyle? Or is it just us?
It probably has to be me, because there's probably going to be occasions where we don't have Josh or another guest host. So
right.
I will be doing this. And if you want me to go first, I will.
Okay. Well, I think Josh should go last so that people can think I'm at least halfway decent before they hear somebody who can actually do one.
I don't have really. Okay. I don't do a good British accent. I do a better Australian or New Zealander accent. So,
well,
a good Kiwi accent.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Melanie, does that mean you want to go first, or do you want to go in the middle?
Well, what are some of the phrases?
All right. Well, how about I go first, and I'll just say all these phrases in a British accent.
Okay.
Okay. So the first one is, "Hello, governor." We just offended all three of our British listeners. The whole purpose of this segment is to drive away people who don't speak in a somewhat vague Southwest American accent. So, okay, so the second one is, well, let me see if I have to get into the right character here. Imagine that I'm the Queen of England.
How many sugars in your tea?
Okay, this one's going to be probably the one that I'm the worst at, and this is from Monty Python. I don't even think I can say this in a British accent, because you have to scream it, so...
No one expects the Spanish Inquisition!
Pretty sure that wasn't British at all. And so the last example is, that's bollocks. And I'm that, okay, I was kind of half laughing when I said that. But you get the idea, right?
Uh-huh. Unfortunately, I think I do.
This may be a one-time segment.
Hold on, I'm going to look up a quote really quickly. And then I will say the quote.
Is it from Pride and Prejudice?
No.
You have bewitched me, body and soul.
You know what you should do, Kyle, if this segment continues, is you should get quotes from Maggie Smith on Downton Abbey.
Yes!
I still need to watch that show, so...
You need to watch that show.
Or maybe I'll actually get a recording of a British person next time as an example of what somebody from England actually sounds like.
I do think I'm a lot better when I can hear it, you know, right away. That helps. That's really not the point, so...
No, it's not. The point is to make an ass of yourself.
Right.
So, Melanie, are you ready yet? Or do I have to keep filling time? Okay.
Okay. It's going to sound terrible.
That's the point.
Okay. I do not, for one, think that the problem was that the band was down. I think that the problem may have been that there was a Stonehenge monument on the stage that was in danger of being crushed by a dwarf. All right? That tended to understate the hugeness of the object.
That was perfect.
Really?
I don't know why you were so afraid to do this.
Well,
I mean, you sounded a little bit like Hermione from
Yeah.
I mean, you sounded exactly like Hermione from Harry Potter.
I like to call her Hermelony.
But that was also an excellent source of quote. Of course, from Spinal Tap.
Yeah.
Or This Is Spinal Tap.
We just watched it the other night again.
can you just say ours goes to 11 in that same voice?
But ours go to 11. I'm not very good at that one. Not that line doesn't sound as good.
Okay, that was really good. Josh, I think it's going to be hard for you to follow up.
I know.
Both mine and Melanie's. I think mine were. No, I'm just kidding. You can go for it whenever you want.
Well, now I feel like I should look up something funny.
Well, maybe next time I will give you guys a little bit of warning so that you can look up something. But for now, Josh, I need something off the cuff or something that you can find within 30 seconds.
Within 30 seconds, starting from when?
Now. Ten seconds ago.
10 seconds ago? Okay. I'm going to try to remember some of the phrases that you said.
You want me to say them again?
The one was, hello, Governor. Right?
Yeah.
What was the one about the sugar?
How many sugars in your tea?
How many sugars in your tea?
God damn it, you're way better at this than I am.
he's doing the Ricky Gervais British accent there, I think.
That was a little, yeah. I like his accent. I should say something probably about Robert Downey Jr. then. That's what he would do. What Amy introduced, Bruce Willis at the Golden Globes. And he was like, and here's Ashton Kutcher's dad. That was a pretty good one.
All right. That was pretty good. Thank you. Thank you guys for humoring me. We probably will continue this, this segment. And again, listeners out there, if you have a suggestion for something that we should do an impression of, it could be a person. It could be an animal. Could be some sort of rhythmic machine. It doesn't really matter. Send us your ideas, and we'll put them in the show.
It seems like it might be a good idea to do something similar to what you're saying, where it's like a combination. Like an Australian person doing a British accent.
Like, yeah, I figured we'd start off with a somewhat easy one.
Yeah.
Because every white kid in America has at some point pretended to be British.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I figured that was something that, you know, even if we were all bad at it, at least we would have had some experience with it. So, okay. So that was the impression segment. Now, let's move on to the final segment for today, and that is the haiku contest. As you all know, from listening to the last episode, and the previous episode, we've started a contest where you, the listening audience, can call in or write in and give us your best haikus. I wanted to just give a little more background information for what a haiku is. So, I actually went out to Yahoo Answers and I just typed in haiku. And so I'm going to read a couple of the questions that some people have sent in on the topic of haiku. So the first one is, can I write a haiku poem without using the 575 syllabication? Can I write haiku with rhyme? How about meter? Fortunately, all of the answers to this question have told this person you cannot write a haiku with anything other than the 575 syllabication. The best answer says, not the best answer. the top answer that's not the best answer, says that, if it doesn't have iambic pentameter, 575 isn't really a haiku.
Oh, that's weird.
So, anybody who has taken an English class knows that this person is an idiot. Yeah. But they are correct that if it doesn't have 575, it's not a haiku. So let's move on to the next question. This is from the first question was from somebody named K Secret. This one is from A E Neumann. Pretty sure it's Neumann. I'm going based on the pronunciation of von Neumann, the guy who invented the type of computer programming that is typically used today. So the question is, what would you do if your haiku was lifted? And then he goes on to say, what would you do if Sarah Palin lifted your tweets for use in a fundraising speech? Let's say you tweeted some haikus glorifying Ronald Reagan, and then you Googled those tweets a month later only to discover them quoted in a speech she gave recently. What would you do? This is an excellent question. And the best answer is from somebody named Congo Bama, which I'm pretty sure is racist. And it says, I'd like to lift Palin's haiku. Hubba hubba.
Yeah, clearly best answer. I don't have to hear the rest of them.
Yeah, I don't think we need to add anything to that question. Okay, so next question. How would I write a haiku expressing my understanding of the term critical thinking? I really need help on this homework assignment. I have no idea how to express my understanding. A traditional haiku is one line of five syllables, one line of seven syllables, one line of five syllables. I just like this one for the irony. I'm not gonna read any of the answers because they pretty much said what every one of us would say. And this was a question from Doug. Okay. This next question comes from Jessica, and she asks, what haiku or six-word memoir can I write about Duke Ellington?
I love seeing what creative assignments these teachers come up with.
Yeah.
This one actually has one answer, and there are two haikus in this answer. One says, best jazz composer, was the most brilliant, did mood indigo. okay, so we're almost out of questions. I think we have two more. So this one is from MacC1Win. And this question is haiku a telepathic theft from a rhyming poem written in another language?
What?
Is haiku a telepathic theft from a rhyming poem written in another language? Or is haiku a platonic random intellect and need rhymed order to become a verse? Is haiku poetry at all? What is a poem? Curious of your opinion.
Those are some big questions.
Yeah, I feel like he's really taking advantage of haiku answers, asking so many questions.
He almost asked his last three questions in a haiku. There's one answer for this. The answer is, haiku are lovely, the best will touch you deeply, hippopotamus.
Hippopotamus is a term of endearment.
Yeah, I guess so. Okay, and finally, the last question is, I love writing haiku. Are there any good haiku contests out there or places to publish haiku? This is a very excellent question, and something that I think we can help with. We actually have a haiku contest. It's running right now. It's not going to end this week. We're going to extend it at least another week or two to make sure we get more entries. But Ko, if you're out there and you're listening to this podcast, I'm not going to sign up for Yahoo Answers to tell you about it. So hopefully you're listening in. But this is the perfect venue for that. And I promise that we will publish your haiku if by publish you mean we're going to read it out loud on the internet. Does that count as publishing? I know you guys are trying to get things published. How would you feel about somebody just reading the thing that you wrote on a podcast?
Well, if that's what you knew it was going to be used for, then yeah, it'd be spoken word.
Spoken word.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I would put it on my CV as a publication.
Published on TKDTSC. That's hashtag TKDTSC.
I'm pretty sure there's an MLA format for that now.
For yeah. Podcasts.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's all the questions from Yahoo Answers. Well, that's not all of them, but that's all the ones I'm going to read. We did get a single entry into the contest. And guys, I know that I generally berated you last time, but we're not just holding this contest for ourselves. Before I read this, I know I mentioned in episode 5 that we had some fabulous prizes. We still have those prizes, but I know you guys weren't able to listen to that episode, so I'm just going to go ahead and list off the prizes now, just so that you're up to date, and hopefully as a impetus for you to write in. Or talk in, if the case may be. So, Melanie, you should have corrected me there. It should be as the case may be.
Yeah. Sorry.
That was a test. Okay, so we're going to give out three prizes in this contest. The two runner-ups are going to receive an autographed copy of a printed-out webpage from dummies.com titled Traditional Forms of Poetry, : Tonkas and Haiku. Nice. Autographed by all of us here. I'm gonna print it out, I'm going to write my name on it, and then I'm gonna send it to Melanie and Josh, and they're gonna write their names on it. And then they're gonna send it to you, or maybe they'll send it back to me and I'll send it to you. But the grand prize is an autographed copy of Poetry for Dummies.
Yeah.
I'm going to go out and I'm going to buy a copy of Poetry for Dummies. I'm going to I'm going to forge the author's autograph. probably not that part, but I am going to sign it myself, which will immediately depreciate its value. and I might even... I'm going to go out and say, go ahead and say that the three of us, we're each going to sign it, and we're each going to write a custom haiku in it. So this is a top dollar prize. This is a one of a kind thing. You're never going to find anything like this anywhere. Three random people writing a haiku in a book called Poetry for Dummies. So if you're out there and you want to be in the contest, you have a chance to win any of these prizes. And right now your chances are good because we only have one entry. So, if you just write in, you're going to get one of these things. But let's go ahead and move on to this week's entry. And actually, it's a series of entries. Melanie and Josh, from your friend and, I guess, family member, Steven. Okay. So I'm just going to mention that from here on out, if you send us an email instead of sending us a voice message, we're going to play your email using the, text to speech program on my computer. Because otherwise I'm gonna have to pretend to be you, and I don't know how you intended it to be read aloud, whereas my computer does. So,
always.
So give me a second while I copy these into this program. Okay. This first poem, is called, I'm gonna have the text-to-speech thing read this too. All of these have a title, which I thought was interesting. I originally read these as just four-line haikus, and I was going to disqualify Steven immediately. But then I discovered that these are the titles. So the first one is titled...
Water from Hell Below.
What?
Water from Hell Below, is that right?
Okay.
Yep, that's it. And this... is the haiku.
In the squalid heat after the prolonged good drought, steam rises from rain.
The way it pronounced prolonged, I'm pretty sure disqualified this poem from being 575 syllabication. So... maybe I'll just read this one instead of having the computers read it. That is, in the squalid heat, after the prolonged drought, steam rises from rain.
All right.
Should we snap after? Is that...
yeah, any thoughts about that haiku?
That's good.
All right, I know you guys don't want to disparage your friend. But that wasn't really funny, right?
No, that's true.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, it's possible that he's just setting us up for the later haikus, though. Maybe he wanted to go with something serious, so that, you know, he could knock us down with these last four that he sent in.
Yeah.
Okay, so the next one is called...
Revelations.
What?
Revelations?
Revelations?
Yeah.
Is that right?
My computer's not very good at pronouncing words. that was Revelations. And the haiku is...
That last haiku fails to find Domity in pain, but now I must pee.
Yeah, that one's definitely funnier.
Yeah, and it did build on the other one. Without reading the other one, this one wouldn't make any sense. So,
yep.
So good job. The third haiku is called
Podcasting.
Podcasting.
And the haiku is.
There is danger when time comes to speak and nothing clever stumbles forth.
That's a great meta haiku.
I don't know. That's either a critique or sort of a shared experience.
I think they could just be empathy.
Yeah, Stephen has his own podcast now, which I'm going to do a little bit of buzz marketing for you, Stephen. I don't know if you guys have a hashtag, but pretty sure you have a podcast. You have 2 episodes out. Guys, if you listen to our podcast, you should probably listen to this other one too. Unless it's better than ours. I haven't listened to it yet. if it's better than ours, stop listening now and go back to ours. And then forget that Steven's podcast ever existed. Okay, and we have one last haiku from Steven. And the title is
Adolescence.
That was actually pretty good. That was probably the best pronunciation so far. Okay, and the haiku is
penis, penis, vagina, vagina, penis, 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 vagina, penis.
That's definitely one where the title was important.
Yeah. Okay, so if the contest were to end this week, Stephen, you would get 3 things. You would get an autographed copy of Poetry for Dummies and 2 autographed copies of the printed out webpage called something like Classic Poetry Haiku and something else. Tonkas. But unfortunately for you, the contest is not over. We're going to let this go until we get at least 3 people, 3 different people who send in something, because I'm not going to send the prizes to the same person. So, listeners out there, I'm assuming that we have more than 1 listener. And Mom, I'm specifically talking to you. Mom, you should either call in or send us an email. And then a 3rd person, if you're out there, you should call in too. Oh, actually, I forgot. Josh, you mentioned that you sent in something?
Yeah, but it doesn't have to be counted for the contest, since that might somehow be unethical.
That's true. So you're going to sort of, since you're a judge, I guess the appropriate word would be recuse.
Yes.
You're going to recuse yourself. From
I would
the
like
process.
To recruit myself, yeah.
Okay, well, do you want me to play... You know what, I'm just going to copy all of this into this text-to-speech thing. You wrote 5-6 haiku. I'm just going to play these all back-to-back.
Yeah, and I think some of them are actually very funny, but they help provide a contrast for the ones that may be funny.
Also, the computer voice will make them funny.
That's true.
Okay, here goes.
5-7-5 with 3 lines makes this haiku and autological. Writing for hours doesn't make me hungry, but still, I am hungry. Those painter ladies carry their art in buckets. I want a bucket. My feet are not like hobbits, rough, thick-skinned, hairy. Maybe they're hairy. The shadow has turned the number of feet, but I have not turned at all. Those trees, there, can't be any shorter than these, here, but the sun sits still.
Those are good.
Yeah, those were good.
It's nice to be able to rely on the computer voice.
We might not do this every time. but probably with the haikus we will. So, send in your haiku, if it's, as a voice message, we'll just play it. If it's as, text, we'll have the computer read it. If you want to send us those haikus, you can call in. The voice number is 914-40-SHAME. I'm not going to read the other number because that might be confusing. Just remember 914-40-SHAME. The email address is shamechronicles@gmail.com. You can also just go to the website, shamechronicles.com. It has all the contact information there. Also, if you're on Twitter, you could tweet, hashtag TKDTSC. And probably no one will see that because I'm not subscribed to that hashtag. But I think Twitter's probably the right venue for haiku. So if you do tweet something, send me an email too. That way someone will see it.
I like to think that that's how Twitter works. You tweet it, and then you email all your friends.
Well, that's if your friends are not on Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So once again, you've proven that you don't have a good understanding of Twitter. okay, guys, did you have anything else you wanted to talk about in this episode?
No.
No.
No. We still have an open invitation to Philip Seymour Hoffman. That of course will be mentioned at the end of every episode until he comes on. I just wanted to mention I did find something really cool on YouTube. This is somebody signing a haiku in American Sign Language. And basically what it is each movement is a syllable. So the first line is 5 movements, then 7 movements, and then 5 movements. You should check it out. I have no idea what it's saying because I don't know how to interpret American Sign Language. But for our deaf listeners out there, it's something really cool that you can look into. So that's going to do it for this week's episode of Taekwondo and the Shame Chronicles. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you later. Bye.